Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
So every once in a while, we find a reason to talk about something that has nothing to do.
What?
With Corona. Have we decided yet? But we're gonna, are we COVID? Are we on our show? Are we just Rona?
We're Rona.
We're just Rona.
We're Rona people.
We're Rona people. We're Rona free.
Rona free people.
Minutes. We need to talk about birth order and your love life.
Birth order?
Yes, some dude wrote a book called The Birth Order Book of Love. Meaning like, what if you were born first, if you were in the middle?
Oh, okay.
Or the baby.
Oh, okay. Man.
Or worse.
What's worse than that?
An only child.
Oh.
That's the best.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Amber, real quick before we get into what this guy talks about,
uh-huh.
How's your love life going? Okay.
Glad you brought that up.
Oh, so being the only child's the best, but it doesn't seem to be working out for you that well, does it?
Great. No.
All right, so nobody in the room's a firstborn, right?
No.
Well, yes.
And last born.
Oh, okay, but that doesn't count because we have you specifically. I was a firstborn, lastborn. I'm all of these things.
I'm all of it.
All right, so if you're listening and you're the firstborn, here is a little bit about you as it pertains to your love life. You're a natural born leader.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Amber, again, this one isn't the one that messes. Okay.
Oh, okay.
You can take control of any situation. You're stereotypically seen as being more reliable, ambitious, and diligent than your younger siblings, and rightfully so. This does absolutely describes my oldest brother.
Because he had to raise the rest of you people.
Yeah, that describes my mom. She was the firstborn, too.
Because they're also the first one through. So just take it from me.
Oh my God.
I messed my son's the first one through, and we suck as parents.
Yeah, like, you don't know what you're doing, and you're super tough on him.
Completely.
Yeah.
It's so he had to endure.
So is that
bunch.
Why you're more forgiving if he like screws up or something?
No, we're still less forgiving with him. It's sad, and I probably gonna go home and give him a social distance hug because it's like no matter what, when you're first through, like I'm still hard on him, even though in my head I know I shouldn't be, I still am.
Because you screwed him up.
Absolutely. I know. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, I mean, you're in your
no,
right.
No, we absolutely
you
did it, but we don't know how.
Him.
I don't know how to stop it because now it seems like if I stop it, then he's gonna. I don't want to let him off the hook, right?
Okay.
I don't want to let him guilt me into letting him off the hook. Anyway, he's very confident in his relationships, and he's a pro when it comes to planning dates.
Whoever
is your first through. So Amber identified with some of those things, even though it's not her. Next, middle child. No middle children here.
Nope.
You're not afraid of going with the flow, but sometimes have a stubborn streak. I think I have two middle brothers, so everything that's not first or last is middle
kids. Yeah.
Okay, they're really bad at keeping secrets. Middle children make the perfect partners because they're so easygoing, which can be attributed to dealing with their older or younger siblings.
Oh,
so
it sounds
sense.
To me, it feels like middle children are just meh.
They're just there.
They're not accomplishing much. They're not natural born leaders. They're just like
they're there.
So if you got yourself a husband that's a middle child, last born.
That'd be me.
That's Steve and I.
Yep.
You love being the center of attention.
What?
Not Steve, but definitely Slacker.
And are a bit of a rebel at times.
Both of you.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I'm a rebel. He's a rebel.
Do
I
you
need to be the
say
what?
What you did yesterday?
What? Oh.
Rebel.
No, you're
That's
a rebel.
Not rebellious.
Yes, it is.
How's it? Okay. Just before the show started, we had a little extra time. I drove to the mall because I knew it was going to be closed today.
Yeah.
What? No one was there. And that's not rebellious.
That's rebellious.
That's smart. I was like, I couldn't help but keep social distance. There was maybe four people in the mall.
Rebel.
I don't think that's rebellious. And the mall was spick and span. It was super clean.
Because no one's in it.
No one's in it. The dude was standing there with the disinfectant, like on the escalator, letting the escalator go by. Like,
oh, it was nice. Like,
that escalator, I would
eat off of that.
I would eat off that escalator. Nice. Legit. So that's, I'm not a rebel.
Okay, anyway, fine.
As the baby in the family, you're used to getting your way. Why is it so quiet in here?
I'm just letting you guys speak on this. This is your person thing.
Which means you can be a little stubborn when you're in a relationship.
Huh.
I'm very giving. I'm open and giving.
That is so not true. Nobody knows.
Right.
I've known you for so many years.
I give and give.
I literally know nothing about you.
What?
Because you're... Mm-hmm. Lastborns are more spontaneous.
Yep. Big time.
Nobody saw that yep coming, Steve. But less likely to be in control. See, I don't think that's true. I'm more spontaneous. Like, you and I being the same thing when it comes to birth order doesn't make sense.
Because we're pretty much...
I agree on that, yeah.
The opposite.
Because you need control.
I definitely need that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm out of control.
Yes. But you and your sister were so close
in
age.
Then we got along.
Like, yeah, that's weird.
That is.
Here we go. Let's figure out what's wrong with Amber.
Let's do it.
If you're an only child, not only are you responsible, you're super reliable.
That is true.
You're very mature and take dating very seriously.
She does.
To an effing fault.
Oh.
Probably.
Because then it's like, all right, I know we've only been seeing each other for 3 days, but here's the follow. I've written like a novel about what I see. Don't you think you're kind of that way? Like you take it too seriously?
Yeah, for sure. I'm like, if there's no future, I'm like, we're done. Very quickly.
Do you exit interview everyone you've ever dated?
No. We should do that on air one day. Call up my exes and just be like, what was wrong with Amber?
Hold on.
You just got permission.
I don't have any plans tomorrow. Let's find out.
Okay.
They're at home.
Yes! Exit interviewing Amber's exes coming up.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.